Okay, I'm with Steve Wheeler at the NACE 2012 conference. Steve, can you tell us what you're doing here and what you're talking about?
Okay, well, this afternoon at 5 o'clock, I have a keynote. It's probably the last keynote of the day, so it's all that stands between them and grub, I suppose, so I've got to be careful I don't go over time. But I'm going to be talking about, on the subject of context is king. Content is no longer king, it's a tyrant. I think the thing is we're bombarded with content off the web, we're bombarded with content in schools, and somehow we've got to kind of reach a happy medium where we put some more context to what's being learned or what's being received. And I'll be talking today about some of the strategies that I've seen being used in schools to kind of mediate this content, moderate it, and provide students with more context to what they're learning, which I think is much more important than just sending them content all the time.
I think so, because if you look at what Vanessa Pittard was saying in her keynote about actually the curriculum itself, there are implications to that. You know, as I said yesterday, when the world is your curriculum and there's everything out there, how do you distinguish, how do you put that in some form of meaningful learning? And it does sound like your keynote will sort of focus in on that a bit more for people.
Well, you see, one of the things that we've seen with social media and with the kind of the participatory web recently is that there are communities of interest and practice forming all the time. We've been calling them tribes, I suppose, recently, haven't we? That's why I had a conversation with you last night about this, which goes back to Seth Godin's idea of tribal kind of connections, you know, people coalescing together because of their common interests or experiences. And really, the community is becoming the curriculum now. If you look at what Dave Cormier is saying with his rhizomatic learning and what people like George Siemens and Stephen Downs are talking about with their connectivist theories, you'll see that community is becoming much more important. And community can become the filter or the recommender system that allows us to find the good content and ignore the bad content.
So that really does have quite radical implications for curriculum and how you skin it, how you construct it, how you make it. And we've got sort of carte blanche. So what would your recommendations be for educators in school going about, what do I do about the curriculum?
Well, the first thing is that we can't change the curriculum. There is now some latitude for interpretation of the curriculum, as we heard this morning from Vanessa Pittard. So there is I suppose there is space to be creative, but we need more space than that. And so some of the shortcuts we can take include things like using curation software. I'm going to be talking today about things like Storify and Pearl Trees, and in particular things like Scoop-It, which allow you to find good content, aggregate it in one place, and then annotate it so that it becomes a shop window on what is important to learn at that specific point in time. That, to me, I think has got to become more prevalent in schools, and teachers have got to become better at filtering content too.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Look forward to it.
Thank you.